It's also time for Space Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Hey, are you a green light over there, Steve Alexander?
Yes, I am.
Susan Butchko sent us a joke. Thank you, Susan. Stan in East Dundee did too. I got this note. Good morning, King John. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful snowy morning. Our quest for the cup continues. Here are this week's best jokes, signed Rob Schweissau, the automotive technology instructor at the Grundy Area Vocational Center. He sent us 6 terrific jokes, all of them used, all of them from his students. I hope they're as good at automotive shop as they are joke telling over there, because they really do send us good jokes, but so far they're old jokes. Christian in Berwyn, thank you. Linda Thompson, Midlothian. Mugsy Mugface of Joliet. I hope that's a nickname. That's what he signed it as. Mike Herring in Chicago, Doug in Sycamore, and Dave Browning of Hammond, Indiana sent us a joke. Tom Edson in Sheboygan, Wisconsin did too. Steve in Orland Park, Joan O'Brien in Bloomingdale, Pam Bombian in Franklin, Wisconsin wrote, hey John, I am a proud owner of a coveted Speed Joke coffee mug, but I had asked for the glass version, so I'm willing to trade if anyone wants to do a road trip to Wisconsin. We can meet at the Outlet Mall in Pleasant Prairie and do some Christmas shopping, too. How nice that our listeners would commune that way. Listen to Pam. We'll make sure you get the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, too. You can have both. Here we go. Think about this. The Bears and the Bills both lost in Week 10 in the fourth quarter at home. Both states have fully legal weed. Coincidence? Hey, how does it change many dyslexics to take a light bulb? I just spent over $150,000 to get a degree in archaeology. Now, my life is in ruins. When you die, people cry and beg for you to come back. But when you do, oh my gosh, there's running and screaming. Just a thought here, now the winter's arrived, maybe the city should hire the guy who salts the fries at McDonald's to do our roads.
And now, a WGN Speed Jokes oldie but goodie, sponsored by Your Name Here.
Hey, Andy Mazur, why does a can of beans never contain more than 239 beans?
I don't know, why?
Because if it had one more, Andy, it would be too farty. Isn't it ironic that only one company makes Monopoly? Oh, sure, Aphrodite lies around naked in a giant clam shell, and she's a goddess. I do it. They kick me out of the aquarium. I posed nude for an art class yesterday. They didn't ask me to. I think they were making ceramic bowls or something. My wife wants Mexican for dinner, and I want Italian, so we've compromised. We're having Mexican for dinner. I don't know if this is a speed joke or just a helpful tip, but it says here, FYI, your phone will not auto-correct when you are in caps lock. It assumes that you're very angry and it doesn't want to get involved. I'm going to try that, though, just to see. And finally, this fact has just poured in. Snow happens like this in November because people decorate prematurely for Christmas. You know who you are.